This is Toss Talk, where it's all about yard games, having fun, and what it takes to create social entertainment. With your host and creator, Kelvin, on Toss Tunes Radio.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Toss Talk. And today we are playing flyball. Yes, this is taking skee ball, another classic game that you could play anywhere. They have, you know, made a fantastic yard game, sourced all the products, and put it into a nice package where you could play this game on the beach, in your backyard, indoors. It is that perfect. And today I have one of the owners on the line, Autumn. She is telling me about how it all started and where the company is going. If you want to check them out, links are in the show notes. Give them a follow. Give them a like. They're a brand new company. Still trying to get things off the ground, but things are going well so far, and we get to hear everything about it. So without further ado, let's get into this chat. Autumn, welcome to Toss Talk.
Thank you for having me, Calvin.
Oh, yes. So I've been following your game for a little bit now, just scrolled by on Instagram and thought it looked pretty cool. So I had to reach out and talk to you. Let me know, how did you stumble into making a yard game?
So the story dates back to 2021 when my best friends, Jason and Haley Bowman, and my husband, Rob, and I were sitting on the beach. And we're looking around at all of the different games that are currently out there. And we love games. We take games everywhere with us, whether we're on the boat, go to the beach, in the yard, we're game people. So we're looking around at all the different games and we were like, man, we can do this. Let's make our own game. Plus, we wanted to be able to spend more time together and at the beach. And ultimately, we want to be millionaires like everyone else, right? So that was the inspiration for creating our own game. And we got really excited about it. And it was helpful having the four of us because we all think differently. We all have our own strengths. So basically, we created a group chat and we were like, okay, how can we get this done? The very next day, we ended up going to Lowe's and ended up walking up and down each aisle trying to find ideas and inspiration. Because we came up with a concept in our mind sitting on the beach. So we knew what we wanted the game to basically look like and how to play it, but we had to find different materials. We weren't sure what's out there, whether it's going to be made out of wood, plastic, etc. So we ended up walking down each aisle of Lowe's trying to find materials that we can make as a DIY prototype. Yeah. So we picked up things like plywood, plastic sheets that go on to the wire racks for storage, and landscape edging. Those were the three main components that we said, okay, let's try to make it out of this.
Okay.
And it was funny because we ended up going to the beach with our materials and trying to make this. And people were stopping us as they were walking by and they're like, hey, what's this? What are you guys doing? And we really didn't want to say anything because we didn't want anyone to steal our idea.
Yes.
So we kept working on it. And then we hit a little bit of a lull in the winter time. However, my best friend Jason ended up buying a 3D printer. And that's kind of when things ramped up a little bit more. We were able to go from our, you know, Lowe's basic handyman materials, to learning about different plastics and silicones and materials. So he was able to actually develop a prototype with the 3D printer. It took a while, but we finally found one that we liked. And then, the rest is history once we found some manufacturers to make it.
Oh, that is awesome. You went through all the steps that a ton of people go through. I've been through it myself, trying to create some games and my product myself, and just going to the Home Depot or Lowe's and looking through stuff. And I'm a big beach person myself, so I'm always bringing games to the beach and people are stopping me looking for games. So I can only imagine how that happened with you. But that's cool. It's like, you said it's four of you guys in the business?
Yes. Yeah. So two couples, we're best friends. We spend a lot of time together. So it was nice to be able to transform that relationship as friends into business because we trust each other extremely. We know that we can get through a lot of things together. So kind of transforming our relationship into a business relationship was a no-brainer.
That is awesome. I'm glad to hear that too. And keeping it close-knit and trust each other. I mean, you have to do that in business. And a lot of people just think, oh, I'm just creating a game. Let's get it out there. But then it turns into a business really quickly.
Yes.
Well, this is great. How did you guys actually come up with the name together?
So like I said, we had our group chat and it was just throwing names out there. We wanted something that was going to be easy to say, first off, quick, and look great on print too. So we know that when we designed the game, we knew we wanted the name to be on there as a logo. And basically the game is pretty self-explanatory. The balls are flying through the air trying to get into the ring. So that's how we came up with Fly Ball.
Nice, nice. And did you guys settle on that game like right off the bat, or did it have like different games you were trying to go through and then landed on Flyball?
No, we pretty much settled on that one right off the bat. And ran with the idea. Like I said, we started the game concept in 2021, really got things moving in 2022. And then in 2023 is where we got into the business relationships and found the manufacturers and received our inventory. So 2 years, essentially to get everything going. And we thought, you know, this is successful. Maybe we'll come up with another game, but we're kind of focusing all of our attention on Flyball.
It's like that. And, I like the logo. I like the name. I was checking out your website and I do really dig one of the long sleeve shirts. I might have to get one. So you guys are designing great. The website looks good. So kudos to you guys, because I come across a lot of these businesses and games and sometimes they're not that great. So you guys are on a great track so far.
I appreciate that.
All right. So let's get into it. How do you play the game?
All right. So I think one of the not difficult, but more challenging parts is actually setting up the game and getting it set up correctly. So when we were designing the game, we wanted to make sure that it was compact, lightweight, and easy to carry. Because what's the worst part of going to the beach?
Yeah, you have so many things. You have all the stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. So we wanted something where we can hand our niece and nephew to carry so we can carry the cooler and the chairs and everything else. So we designed it so that it's only 5 pounds and it comes in a nice small drawstring bag. The part with that is that you have to set it up in order to get it to play. Because when you see the picture, you'll see it's a pretty large ramp and there's rings. So you're like, how does this all work? So once you get it set up, it's pretty self-explanatory. Like I said, getting it set up is probably the more challenging thing to do.
Yeah.
But we actually added a QR code on the bag so that it takes you to a video and instructions on how to set it up and how to play.
That's perfect.
We kind of thought about everything when we're thinking about our parents. How would they know how to do this, right?
Exactly. And just anybody in general.
So once you do get it set up, you're going to have two players. And each player is going to pick a color ball. We have teal and peach. Player one will go first, and they're going to roll all three of their balls up the ramp and try to get them into the ring. Now, when you are looking at the rings, you can score 3, 2, or 1 point. And the 3 is small, the 2 is the medium-sized ring, and the 1 is the outer ring. So say player 1 throws their ball, and they get 1 and a 3 and 2 and a 1. So they're going to score 4 points.
Okay.
Player 2 is going to go and throw all of their balls into their rings as well. So essentially, it's like cornhole scoring, where you're going to take the high score and subtract out the low score, and the player that scored the most points will keep that for the round.
Okay. No, fairly simple, like skee ball and cornhole mixed together for a fun beach game that looks good.
Exactly. Yeah. That was the idea. You got it.
Yeah. I like it. And I do love games that, like, you know, get mixed together and just, you know, make your own rules, make your house rules for it. It's a very interesting concept. Is there anything that, like, happens in the game that's, like, very unique? It doesn't happen, like, all the time, like, you know, like an instant win moment or something spectacular like that?
Yes. So we call it a turducken. It's when all three balls end up in all three rings. So you get a 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah. But don't get me wrong. When you throw the ball and you roll it up the ramp and it flies through the air and lands in the three on your first shot, then, you know, it's like sinking a cornhole bag.
How do you say that again? You said turducken?
Yeah, turducken.
Where did that come from?
You know, we're just kind of silly people, and that was just one of the names that we decided to use.
Hey, I love that. You just make it a thing. Make it a thing. I actually like the name. It's something that'll stick in your head.
Yeah. Well, also, think of birds. There's a turkey, a duck, and a chicken. Turducken.
That is great.
So you got all three birds, all three balls.
Fly it through the air. Oh, I get it. Yep. I get it.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm sure it's in the rules and everything, but for people that are listening, so when you set it up, like, how far are, like, the rings from the ramp? Is it, like, you know, a couple feet, or is it, like, 6 feet, like, or you can move it back? How does that work?
Yeah. So, like you said earlier, it's kind of house rules, but what we recommend is 4 feet from the edge of the ramp to the back of the rings. And to make that easy, all you have to do is you take the rings and you set it in place 3 times to get it to the end.
That's good to know. Yeah.
So you just move it back, and then that should be a good distance. When you're starting off with the game, we recommend putting it a little bit closer just so you don't get discouraged as you're learning the hand-eye coordination. And then as you get better, you can scoot it back as far as you want.
That's
awesome. That's also fun to watch. My husband and friend Jason wanted to see how far back you can actually get it. And then you see these balls just flying through the air on the beach. Good thing no one was on the beach that day.
Yeah, that's awesome. I also see that you have, like, a little net you can buy as an accessory to put behind it. It's a smart idea as well. Catch the ball.
Yeah. We actually came up with that idea when we were selling it at some of our local markets down here. Because we encourage people to play the game and see what it is. But when you're at a market and each vendor has a booth and you're very close together, you needed something to catch all the balls because they were just going all over the place. So we actually bought the net just for the market so that when we are demoing, you can see how it's used and kind of control the balls. And a lot of people were like, well, how can I buy the net? We want to buy the net. So we ended up adding that to our portfolio actually in December of 2023.
Nice. Yeah, you got to listen to your customers. And you also just saw a problem yourself and just automatically added to it. And it already looks good with the game. It doesn't look like it's a random object that's just there. Like, you know, seamlessly fits in. So it's a good job.
Thank you. And one other thing I'll say about the net. One of the big benefits of using the net is when you're going to be playing indoors. Because this isn't just a game for the beach. And that's one thing that people just think of. But if you're playing in the grass or on the concrete, say you're at a stadium and you're tailgating and you don't want to chase the ball up and down the parking lot, the net is something that's going to help alleviate that issue.
Exactly. Yes. Versatile game. Take it anywhere. Another question about the gameplay. Do you roll the ball, like, before it gets to the ramp, or do you try to roll it, like, on the ramp, especially, like, when you're on the beach?
Mm-hmm. You want to roll it on the ramp.
Okay.
So you want to stand really close to the back of the ramp, and you kind of crouch down, roll it with the underhand motion up onto the ramp.
Very cool.
There is a sweet spot.
Yeah, I'd imagine. And you mentioned a couple times you're getting a game manufactured. Like, where are you getting the game manufactured?
So the game is being manufactured overseas in China. We have about 3 or 4 manufacturers for the different components, and then they ship them to us, and we basically assemble them here in our house, and in our garages, and then we package them and ship them out from here in North Carolina.
Very cool. Yeah, I've went through the same thing. I got a manufacturer. They shipped me a bunch of parts too, and now it comes all together. But in the early days, it was packing it all together. It was crazy.
Well, we could talk after this about some advice on that part, because it would be nice. Yeah. But I think it's fun also seeing and also being able to kind of do a what do you want to call it? Like testing to make sure that there's nothing wrong with it. True. Quality control.
Yes.
I'm very particular. So if there is a scratch on something, I'm like, nope, that's not going out. And it's kind of hard to give up that trust, I guess, when
you got to lay those rules down early too, and let them know, because they'll nickel and dime you for everything. So you got to be up front first. And you have a lot of parts with your game. I did see that. So it is probably a lot to juggle around, like when's it coming in and everything like that. So yeah, that's a lot. Let's see. So, you know, you told me a little bit about, you went to Lowe's and everything. From that concept, what version are you on from, like, the original? Like, is it 3 or 4 iterations or just one?
From the original concept, we've stuck to the same thing. However, different prototypes being made out of different materials, I'd say we're probably in the 20th version or so, because we wanted to make sure, again, with the different materials, that everything fit into that bag. Mm-hmm. And also when it came out of the bag, it stayed true to what we wanted the design to be. So, it's kind of like a little museum that Jason has in his workshop of all of the different parts that he made on his 3D printer. But once we did settle on that 3D print design and we were able to send it to the manufacturers, it has stayed the same.
That's awesome. Yeah, it takes a little while. Sometimes you think this is it, and then, you know, somebody gives you a little idea and it's like, oh, I could change it. And then also dealing with your manufacturer. Like for me, I went through like 30 different manufacturers of them all telling me, no, they can't make this cup. Like at all.
Wow.
And then one did and made it perfectly. I was like, wow, like what is all these other people doing? Like they do the same thing. Like crazy. But yeah, it took me about maybe 5, and now I'm on the 6th one that's going. So 20. That's awesome. A lot. But hey, at least you got there.
Yeah.
At least you got there.
We'll say 20 prototypes. Yeah. One design.
One design. So dealing with your manufacturer, what do you think was the most difficult part, like the most challenging part of like getting this all made?
I would say it wasn't actually as hard as I thought it would be. Jason handled all of that, so yeah. You know, it might have been a little bit more difficult for him. However, I would say that like the language barrier was a little bit difficult, and working with everyone over in China, working with the time differences. But the hardest thing just for us was waiting.
Oh my God.
It took so long to get not only the samples, but to get our actual orders. So out of everything, I would say it was waiting for the materials to get shipped to the States.
Oh yeah. That does take forever, especially when if it gets held up somewhere and depending on which side of the country it's coming in on.
Yes. I'm just glad that we didn't start this earlier when everything was going on with COVID, because we probably would have never received our material. So at least we hit the sweet spot. It did take a long time, but I guess it could have been worse.
Yeah, COVID was a crazy time, because that was right when I was actually putting in my first order for Tally Tumblr, and the container prices like skyrocketed, like right when we're about to do this. But luckily our manufacturer, like he already was sending stuff over, so he had extra room in the container. And like ship product over, or else it would have been at least $20,000 just to ship it over. I was like, what is going on right now? Now the prices are down lower. Now they're great. But I was just like, is this what it is? Like, how are people making money? This is expensive. Like,
Yeah. Yeah, definitely sticker shock when you're looking at prices for materials coming in.
Yeah. And just like your minimum order quantity too, just trying to get that all together. And you're like, do I want to commit to like 10,000 units or five? Like, what's going on?
Well, for you, I'm sure it was harder because you have to get that higher amount.
Yeah.
We started with 1,000 units.
Okay.
We were like, okay, we're going to order 1,000. Either this thing's going to take off and we're going to sell them all this year, or we're going to be working on this for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And that's why we all still have our full-time jobs.
Yeah, it happened.
But, you know, it was, once we placed our order for the 1,000 units and we got it in, we quickly realized that we had to place another order for 1,000 units.
That's
so we're
good.
Fortunate to be able to keep moving through our inventory. And now we at least know what those lead times are. So it's easier to establish kind of a timeline and inventory control.
Well, that's great to hear you're making some sales. Did the Christmas season treat you guys right? Did you get some through some sales at that time?
We did. However, I would say our largest portion of sales came from the summertime. We actually utilized a lot of the local Facebook groups here in North Carolina. So we have a lot of tourists that come in to come vacation at all of our beaches. And they'll go on the Facebook groups to see what are the best restaurants in the area. You know, where should we go out to have drinks and, you know, different activities. So we were just sitting there posting as much as we could. Like, hey, look at this new game. It was created here in Ocean Isle. Check it out. And people were very open to learning more and seeing the game. So we decided to do free local delivery. And when we would post on a Saturday, when all the tourists are coming in, hey, look at this game. I can have it delivered to your beach house later on today if you're interested. And that really helped move our sales because they didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
They just arrived to their beach house. We brought them the game. We got to say hello. Thank you. And then they got to enjoy their vacation.
That is awesome. From being in Virginia Beach, I frequently am down in Nag's Head and Currituck, all down there on the beaches. And it is like really touristy down there. And the beaches are very nice. I can see how you can be playing on the sand right there. But to pick up on that and have like a local delivery, and it's a new game too. So it's like something the kids haven't seen before, you know, something different, that that's a really good insight and good way to just pick up on that. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah. Another way to get parents to enjoy their vacation. The kids can sit there, play fly ball for a couple hours. They don't get tired of it. And the parents can just, you know, sit and enjoy their drink on the beach.
Exactly. This is a good segue. So new customers, they see you playing it on the beach. What is like the one misconception that new people think about the game when they just see it for the first time?
So I would say the biggest misconception is that they think it's going to blow away. Remember, it is only 5 pounds in the bag, so it's a very light material. However, when Jason designed it, he etched fly ball into the side of the ramp, so it's almost like the wind kind of travels underneath of it and through it, so it won't pick up the game. And the balls, although they're made of a very light wood material, they have not blown away. So that's one of the biggest things is people think, well, I can't take it to the beach because it's going to blow away on a windy day.
Yeah.
We've had no issues thus far.
That is awesome. I like that. Little details into design. Is there anything else that you would like a potential customer to know about the game before they buy it? Like something special they might not know?
Yes. So I don't think I mentioned this. I kind of did with the children. However, this game is perfect for all ages. And it's funny because when we originally designed this, we thought that people our age were going to be our biggest target audience, right? People that like to go to the beach or go to the concerts or play in backyards together with their friends. And we quickly learned that it's the parents and grandparents that want to buy it for grandkids and children. It's great for kids because it helps them learn how to count and keep score. And it also helps their hand-eye coordination and that motion of rolling the ball and trying to get it into the ring.
Yeah.
So that part, I think, is very important to say that it's great for all ages. A lot of children have been enjoying it, but we also have a lot of people like our grandparents that are enjoying it.
Yeah.
Haley's grandma plays her sitting in her house in her living room. She just sits in her chair and rolls it up.
Yeah.
So it's also great for them. You can play it standing up, sitting down, sitting on a cooler, holding a drink in your hand. Really, the possibilities are endless.
Yes, I do. I personally love low impact games. Even though I big sports guy, I still play on a soccer team and everything running around. But when I'm playing yard games, I want to be a little lazy. So,
oh yeah,
and have fun.
Absolutely, you got it.
Oh, this is great. I'm loving this. I'm loving this game and loving the background story. Let's get into just a little bit of random questions. Get to know you a little bit. So. You're having your friends over if you have a game night or something. What is your favorite like side dish to make? Not the main thing, just something on the side.
So, we, Jason and Haley and Rob and I, we both just got smokers. So we've really been into learning how to smoke meats recently.
Yeah.
So a lot of our meals together have been that kind of barbecue type.
Nice.
So I would say my main side dish, my favorite side dish, it has to be smoked macaroni and cheese.
Ooh, nice, nice. Yes, you put a little bit of meat on there too, mix it all together. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
All definitely right. Not the healthiest,
no.
But
it's,
I have to give
but
it
it's delicious.
Macaroni
it's
and
delicious.
Cheese.
I know there's actually a new restaurant coming out around, I'm not sure wherever else it is, but in Virginia Beach that's doing a Chipotle style. With macaroni and cheese, just like all you get, all the fixings go through the line. I'm like, I thought of this idea a long time ago. I didn't want to execute, but finally, somebody's doing it. Oh man. All right. Next question. What is your favorite or your group's favorite backyard game to play, you know, besides flyball?
I have to say cornhole. I mean, I'm pretty good at it. I like to join the tournament.
Okay.
It's basic, but again, it's a low impact and it's exciting when you actually get to score points. And I've been playing it since a very young girl.
That's good. I mean, I personally love bocce, but it's fun. Like when you have like a really good cornhole game, it's bad. Mm-hmm. When people are just missing the entire time.
Yeah, you have to get a good partner. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
So
yeah.
that makes all the difference too.
Yeah. Back to flyball. Do you have partners or is it just 1v1 like that type?
It's 1v1. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1v1.
Okay. Makes sense. All right. Next question. Name a hobby that you no longer do anymore.
Hmm. Well, I would say. Since moving to North Carolina to the beach, one thing that we no longer do is go skiing.
Oh.
When we lived in Ohio in the wintertime, we would frequently go to the ski resorts up in New York and Pennsylvania. But we can't really do that around here. It takes about, you know, five and a half hours to get to the closest ski resort.
Yeah.
So our ski gear kind of sits up in the attic, just lonely and sad. But honestly, I would rather take the beach over the snow any day. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Me too. I do. We have a couple close places up here, but it's nothing like going skiing or snowboarding upstate. But yeah, I love the beach. I can't be cold for too long.
Yeah.
All right. Those are good answers. Moving back on. So looking back, what is one thing that you would change or do differently when you initially started the business?
So the biggest thing that I wish we would have done is plan to have our inventory sooner. We ended up receiving our inventory in June of 2023. Mm-hmm. So we were pretty much halfway through that summer season.
Okay.
And it made it pretty difficult to reach out to businesses to ask them to sell our game as a retailer because they were pretty much done with buying new things for their stores at that time. And also, I think that we missed out on a lot of sales too. So I think one of the coolest parts about our story is that we took our prototype to the beach and Haley posted a picture of it and put it on our Facebook page. And it ended up generating 2,000 comments and like 2,500 shares of people saying, oh my gosh, this is a great idea. How can I order it? We want it. And that was in April. Yeah. And we're like, oh crap, what do we do? And someone recommended to open it up for pre-orders. So that night we were scrambling. We got our website together. We opened it up for pre-orders. And we were able to capture a lot of those customers that wanted to order it. However, if we were ready to go when that post did go, I'd say mini viral, I think that we would have been a lot further in our sales journey.
That makes sense. It's good to have some retrospect and see what you could do differently. But also, it's just good you have a lot of interest because, I mean, you could put that out and people would be like, I don't even want this game. Mm-hmm. So that is nice that you get some good feedback and you get some interest. So. Good things.
We're very grateful that people said such kind things about it. And we have had a lot of people ask to partner with us and be retailers in our local community. So that's been great. But yeah, if I could just go back in time and understand what it takes to actually get the material and how long it would take to put everything together, that's the one thing that I would say.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult. Like I went through the process. Everybody goes through the process. They do their research. They try to get the best material, try to plan all this out. And then it just doesn't go to plan.
You have to roll with the punches. That's one part about being an entrepreneur.
Yes, you do. Speaking of being an entrepreneur, name a business hack or something that you do that helps you the most in your business.
So I love talking about this, and it's to utilize the technology that we already have out there. So use ChatGPT, use AI, use all of the apps that are available, and use social media. I can't tell you how many TikToks and YouTube videos we've watched, not just about how to market our game, but to run a business. And we use Shopify for our website and our store. And that's really helped us too, because you pay for the monthly fee and you essentially just enter in all of your information in the template. And I'm really happy to hear that you commented on our website, because like I said, we basically made that in one night. And Shopify made it so easy for us too.
Yes. I mean, I still use Shopify myself. It is very simple, easy, drop, click, everything's right there. I feel like there's a ton of like web services and stuff you could do, but Shopify did make it very simple.
Yes. Yeah. But there's just so much out there. And I love talking about this with other people too, because when they see that we were pretty successful in launching our idea and getting it from a concept to a product, they love to tell us about their ideas and their stories and ask for advice.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just, when you're talking about it, you see a spark in their eyes. And you just want to help them. So what I tell everyone is, if you have an idea, at least get it started and write it down. That's the first step, and get kind of your concept on paper, get it out of your head. How many times have you been watching Shark Tank and you were like, wait, I had that idea. And you just said it about the macaroni and cheese plates up there.
Yes, it happened.
So, it's just getting started, and it really is. It wasn't as hard as I thought it would be, being that we have the technology available to us today.
That is awesome. That's good to hear from, a right now perspective, and, not like things that happened a while ago that are no longer valid. Like, these things are tools right here that you can use today, get started tomorrow. And ever since I started this podcast and connected with people like you and everybody else, it's not the same story, because everybody's story is so different. But it is like, you do get those same feelings, and you get those same questions. I get all those questions when I tell people about Tally Tumblr, and I just like sharing and helping them out. Like, I know how difficult it is, and if anything I can tell you or help you, like, I'm not even trying to charge you for anything. I'm just like, I just want you to be successful. So,
right. Yeah. And it's just a great feeling to like help someone, achieve their dream. I was visiting my grandfather over Christmas time. He was actually in the hospital in Ohio. And he, first thing he asked me was, how's the game going? No. And then he said, you know what? I have a game idea. this is what I want to do. How can I do it? How much money should I get started with? And, just hearing my grandfather lay in his hospital bed excited about inventing a game. I mean, it's just pure joy. when you get to talk to people about it.
I love that. And I also love this space too. I say it all the time, like chatting with you, like people that create yard games are just very laid back and very excited, you know, business oriented, but just casual at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's how like your business and life should be. It should be fun and entertaining and also sell a really good product. So I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Like I said, we want to be able to sit on the beach as millionaires and just look around and see fly ball everywhere.
Exactly. Switching back to fly ball. What are you currently excited about coming up for the business?
So I would say that we have pretty big goals for 2024. Being that our business essentially launched in 2023 and we only got halfway through the year with our season, I really want to increase our exposure. So doing things like this podcast, thank you, by the way, and just helping to get our story out there and get our product out there and letting people know, you know, what we do, our story, and inspiring other people. That's one of my main goals, is just increasing our exposure and, you know, promoting the game, obviously. It's just very helpful.
That's awesome. I'm glad I'm here to help. Anything else I could do to help you guys, just let me know. I'm always down to post something and spread the word. If you got a deal going on, I'll push it out there. It's got to help everybody. It's a community. All right. I only have one more question for you. So as a yard game entrepreneur, what is your quote or mantra or inspiration that you're living by that helps you get up to sell fly ball every single day?
Well, I'll say two things. First is the inspiration. And basically, it's just getting to see photos of people playing fly ball on their family vacations with each other. And just being part of their memories, you know, say every year they go to this beach house in Ocean Isle, and now we can be part of that story and their memory to pass on for generations to come. I just love seeing pictures of people and videos of people playing. And we also like to share that on our social media pages as well. So that's the inspiration, just being a part of something bigger and part of love and memories and family. So that's the first thing I would say. And then the second thing, and actually is a new thing that I came up with this morning, but I recently came across Dave Chappelle's Dreamer bit that he did the other day.
I just watched that last night.
Okay. So you might understand where I'm going with this, but he talks about how the strongest dream in that moment will win that moment. And also to live in your own dream, but also know when you're living in your dream and then know when you're living in someone else's dream. So for me, and fly ball in 2024, it's kind of like all coming together. It's like, how do I make this dream a reality? I want to live in my dream. I want people to know how enthusiastic I am about this game. I want to know how much it means to me when they buy our product and share our products with their friends and family, post pictures. I want to be in that dream. So I would say that's kind of the biggest quote that struck me lately.
I love that. And I love to be a part of that dream right now.
Yes.
Yes. That is great.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Well, Autumn, that's all I got for you. Thanks for sharing your story, and telling everybody about your product. I wish you all the success. And, like I said, if there's anything I could do to help, feel free to just ask.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you doing this for us.
All right. I will talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
That was Autumn, one of the creators of the backyard game Flyball. Being in this space is so cool because I love seeing simple games done well. It is quality, and if you're going to do something, you should make a quality product. And that's what the owners are doing behind the game Flyball, you know, making it so everybody can play and they will enjoy it, because it's just great when you have a well-built product. But like I said, the links are in the show notes. Give them a follow. like, share, maybe pick yourself up a set. I don't know. It might be fun. But I have a lot more fun chats coming up with you guys. Some episodes where I'm checking back in with some past episodes and some new ones. So keep a lookout for some updates. And make sure you check out the Toss Talk TikTok. That's a lot of tease. Toss Talk TikTok. I love that. And I will catch you guys in the next one. Peace.